France is in the second day of a nationwide paralyzing public transport strike aimed at French President Emmanuel Macron. Lisa Bryan reports for VOA from Paris.
Metro, rail, and air service were severely disrupted again Friday as France marked its second day of nationwide protests against a planned overhaul of the pension system. On Thursday, more than 800,000 people took to the streets across the country in a mass show of anger. Their numbers were more than double those of last year's yellow vests at their peak, although that protest movement hopes to revive on the back of this current discontent. Many of the current demonstrations have been peaceful, but in Paris, some were marked by clashes between police and so-called Black Bloc anarchists. The strike also shuttered schools and many tourist attractions.
Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA from Paris. For only the fourth time in American history, a president must confront the threat of impeachment. But the White House, publicly at least, says it's ready for a Senate trial. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos, and while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app for your convenience. From Washington, this is VOA News. State authorities say a shooter is dead after opening fire on multiple people today at the U.S. Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Three victims were killed. Others are hospitalized. He may be buffeted by news on the impeachment front, but President Trump got some welcome news today with the latest U.S. economic numbers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler filed a report.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto worker strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Fighting between government security forces and the Taliban in northern Afghanistan is said to have taken nearly two dozen lives on both sides. The pre-dawn combat in Kunduz province apparently erupted after insurgents assaulted several Afghan police outposts. A provincial police spokesman told VOA the clashes left at least nine security personnel, including a local commander, dead and several others wounded. The Taliban claimed the raid killed 14 on the government side and said its forces overran the security positions. All of this the backdrop as the United States prepares to relaunch peace talks with the Taliban nearly 3 months after President Trump halted the dialogue. The celebrated 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg has reached Madrid for a global warming conference. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Spanish capital is hosting sponsored talks aimed at streamlining the rules on global carbon markets and agreeing on how poor countries should be compensated for climate destruction. But first, activist Greta Thunberg joins thousands of other young people in a march to demand world leaders take real steps to halt climate change. Her presence is expected to shift the attention to demands for greater action by non-governmental organisations and a whole new generation of environment-minded activists. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in southern India have shot dead four men accused of raping and killing a 27-year-old woman whose charred body was found the day after she went missing. Police today had taken the suspects to the crime scene, where they reportedly tried to escape when they were killed. Several hundred people descended on the location to celebrate their deaths. But Kavita Krishnan, secretary of the All India Progressive Women's Association, said, quote, "This type of justice is counterfeit," and called for a thorough investigation. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.